an infrared sauna that is literally 10% of the price of a normal in-home sauna? Sign me up. Maybe? Some 3D printed personalized vitamins? That sounds pretty cool. A water bottle that's so smart it knows when to talk to you, to glow at you. Huh. Low back pain stretcher and some of the coolest looking exercise equipment I've debatably ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, we're talking about all of it today. Welcome back to the FitFeed by Reed podcast. Friends, this is a super fun episode. We're talking about five specific wellness products that are trending in 2022. And should you bother purchasing them? Are they worth the money? You are listening to the health and fitness podcast for the female millennial. Step off the roller coaster of yo-yo diet and fitness trends with sustainable solutions to make positive habit change. Learn to stress less, eat smart, move more with me, Coach Reed, and the fit for life minded guests I bring onto the show. We'll tackle one diet myth at a time, give you tactical ways to make change in your life, and deliver it all with a lighthearted quirk that you just can't stop listening to. As I like to say, it's an educational audio treat. Better said, like a lollipop for your ears. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. You are in for a fun episode. I feel like I say that a lot. I really do think this is going to be fun, though, you guys. I did an episode back in early January covering some trending wellness gimmicks, some products on the market that were just a little too good to be true. And we're doing it again. I got some really great feedback from you guys that you really enjoyed that episode. You found it kind of funny, and you also found it beneficial in understanding what should I be looking for as I'm shopping for different kinds of products within the market, because the health and wellness industry is a multi-billion dollar industry between fitness and various diet trends and the supplement industry. There are billions of dollars made on individuals looking to try to improve their health.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of products that come out that have some validity to them that I can see benefit in. But there's also a ton of products that come out on the market that are just straight up, I don't even know what to say. So in this episode, I'm going to be covering five specific products, and some specifically one of the products I actually am offering more of a recommendation rather than just tearing apart the specifics of the product, because I want to give you guys some mixed options here of things that might be worth considering, because that's actually going to be valuable for you guys as well, hopefully. So I don't want this to just turn into me humorously tearing apart products on the market, though we will be doing a little bit of that. I also want to provide you guys with some recommendations of things to consider checking out. So I have a mix of things today, just as I did back in the episode I did in early January. I will include a link to that in the podcast description. So if you really enjoy this episode, you are going to have a hoot with that one as well. I reviewed seven different types of gimmicky wellness products on that episode and gave some insights into how to get the same sort of results as those types of products were offering, but in a different way. So I'll be doing the same thing here today as well, as I'm naming through these different products. So should we just jump into the fun? Let's do it, you guys. Okay, so product number one is a infrared sauna cocoon that you can purchase online. It is by a company, I'm gonna mess this up. It's Hamacher Schlemmer. I believe that's right. I will be linking the product in the description. So if you really want to get into it and pull it up while you're listening, feel free to do so. But don't do it if you're driving. So this is a infrared sauna cocoon. The lady, the model who's wearing it, is laying on her bed wearing this cocoon of a thing. To give you concept, this is $249.95, so basically $250. So the price point compared to actually purchasing a full-size infrared sauna for your home, which can get up to like 10 grand if you get a really fancy one, but I think you can get them for as low as a couple grand as well. Definitely a far better price point, so I'll give him that. Cheers. The concept of an infrared sauna, the benefit of it is heat therapy. So one thing that's interesting to note here is there is a difference between an infrared sauna and a traditional sauna. So the traditional sauna, or some people are probably going to call me up and be like, Reed, it's actually sauna. either or, however you pronounce it, is that you are increasing the temperature of your body and you're getting benefit from that. It's heat therapy. So heat therapy provides improved blood circulation. There's a lot of research showing that it can help with things like muscle recovery, can help with sleep, with stress management. It's also something, big note on the stress management thing, it's one of those things where it tends to be kind of just calming and meditative for people because you're sitting in a hot room and you're either listening to calm music. It feels very spa-like to be in a sauna, whatever you call it. Some people claim that they have improved sleep from heat therapy. You know, people claim this terminology of body detoxification, also known as sweating, because that, in fact, is a result of sitting in a hot room. You do sweat.
No way.
Into that. And there is some correlation between regular sauna sessions and lower blood pressure. You do have a slightly lower blood pressure when in a sauna because of the heat. So there's a lot of benefits, right? An infrared sauna, just so you guys have context, is different than a traditional sauna. The traditional ones use either steam or dry heat to warm the room, and then you're basically sitting in the heated room, which induces sweating and all the things. An infrared sauna uses advanced heaters to warm your body directly. So as your body absorbs the infrared heat, this increases thermal energy, inducing a deep and relaxing sweat. That was a little clip pulled off of a website describing and trying to sell me a sauna. Fancy that. Now, here's the thing for me. Okay, so heat therapy, there's definitely some validity to. There definitely is. The piece for me that I'm struggling to wrap my mind around with this lady sitting on this, she's laying on this perfectly white, crisp bed. And she's in this cocoon, which heats your body up and induces sweating, right? So my greatest and biggest, most sincere question here is, if you're sweating inside of a cocoon, how do you clean the thing? Do you like wipe it out on the inside? Like, how does this work? How is this a feasible option for, I mean, I imagine you could wipe it out. I guess it looks wipeable, but I don't know about you, but I don't personally think that laying on my bed and sweating my tush off while laying on my bed would necessarily be a desirable experience. You know, like where else would you, I guess I could lay, you could lay on your hardwood floor. It'd be easier to clean up, but that doesn't seem very zen to me. I don't know about you. Doesn't seem all that chill. So interesting, interesting concept. Another thing I want to mention, I wish, this is a podcast, so there's not visuals here, but I wish you could see this. I will link this in the podcast description as well. This cracked me up. So I started looking up like portable infrared sauna for your home. Beyond this cocoon thing that you can lay on your bed wearing, there also is an option. This kills me, you guys. There's an option. This lady is sitting on like a folding chair, okay? And then her whole body is encapsulated and wrapped in this like little portable sauna. And then her arms are sticking out and she's reading a magazine, which just cracks me up. I suppose it's effective. I mean, this one I can see a bit more reason for, because you could put this thing like in your bathroom or somewhere where you could actually have the sauna experience with the cocoon. It's like you have to either lay on the floor or lay on your bed or something, but I don't want to be sweating on my bed or my couch. Anyway, this one is a similar price point. This one's $236 on Wayfair. So who knew these things existed? I didn't know they existed in this form. I knew that there was in-home infrared saunas, but those of course do run a couple few thousand dollars. So very different on price point here. Now, here's my recommendation, sincerely. If you're like, oh, I've never tried heat therapy, but there could maybe be some benefit for me, join a gym where they have a sauna and a steam room. That would be my simplest recommendation, because most gyms, especially if it is a nicer gym, a gym where you're paying maybe a slightly higher price point per month, you're going to get some sort of sauna or steam room to have access to, which gets you that benefit of heat therapy. Rarely is it an infrared sauna, but usually it is a standard sauna and a steam room. So if you want to play around with heat therapy, see if it benefits you after really hard training sessions. That's when I love to use it, when I feel pretty sore and I really want to stretch and mobilize, get more circulation to tight muscles in the sauna. That's a great move. There is obviously this concept of like sweating, detoxification, but you can sweat in a lot of ways. But either way, if you want to just, you know, you don't feel like doing a bunch of sprint intervals and you want to kind of, you enjoy the feeling of sweating, you know, chilling in the sauna might be a thing for you. I think I changed the way that I pronounced sauna versus sauna about I don't know, 10, 15 times in that little description there. So you can go back and do the counting if you're interested. And you let me know, actually, which one is the proper... I should have looked it up before I started recording. What is the proper pronunciation? Okay, number two is nourished 3D printed vitamins. Y'all, this is... I mean, I told you I was going to be calling out some gimmicks here. This cracks me up. So this product is essentially a vitamin, they call it like a stacked vitamin. It's a personalized vitamin. So you can either go on their website and you can order vitamins that are kind of like pre-made combinations. So they target like hair, skin, nails, prenatal. They target people who are working towards performance goals, whatever it may be. Or you can do this like personalized quiz, which is like the trend of the moment when it comes to vitamins. You can take a quiz and then they'll give you a personalized stack. So essentially, once again, this is a good one to click into because the visual is compelling here. It's this little tiny, like geometric shaped gummy that has layers of color. And each layer, in theory, is supposed to be a different vitamin or herbal supplement or mineral to benefit whatever your goal is. So within each vitamin, there's like, what, one, two, three, there's like six or seven different stacked ingredients. So it's very visually appealing. It is super aesthetic. This is the most aesthetic gummy I've ever seen.
Ooh la la.
And that's saying something because I never thought those words would leave my lips. An aesthetic gummy vitamin. What does that even mean? It looks good. Okay. It looks tasty. It's very intriguing to the eye. It's fun. There's the visual component of it. I can see that I'm getting different benefits because there's different colored layers. So yeah, super trendy looking, shall we say. Here's what I want to call out. I know I mentioned this a little bit in the last kind of trending wellness gimmicks podcast as well, but gummy vitamins, my friends, have a significantly decreased potency compared to any sort of tablet or soft gel because the number one goal of a gummy is to actually taste good. And so I would argue there's probably not many companies out there that would sacrifice taste for potency. Because most people don't even know the difference between potencies in various products. Most people aren't standing at the vitamin shelf and flipping bottles. Yes, there are a few. And yes, some of you guys might be those people, which is great. That means you're more informed or educated on trying to figure out what's in a product. But the average consumer isn't flipping bottles and comparing the potency of X to the potency of Y on two different products. And so... That is a piece of it. They are aiming for taste, simple and easy as that. So gummy vitamins are never going to be the same potency as a tablet or soft gel. Now, it's not to say that you might need something high potency. Maybe the gummy vitamin delivers you enough for what you're looking for, but that's just something to keep in mind. Oftentimes, gummy products tend to be a little bit more, for me anyway, they fall more in the gimmicky category. Now, if you're someone where you know that taking a gummy is going to get you to actually take it, well, okay, then that counts for something. I think the most important thing here to consider is if you want a gummy in order to actually compel you to take it, well then, great. Okay, that's something to keep in mind. I would argue that you can make your own quote-unquote stack, even if it's of gummy vitamins, in the Target aisle for significantly cheaper than the price point of this product for $59.99, because you're getting pretty low potency to spend $60 a month, because that's a monthly subscription price. So that's something to keep in mind. If you want more of a personalized multivitamin, there are a ton of products on the market, a ton of brands, I should say, that do offer some sort of a quiz to understand what your goals are and what multivitamins, what minerals, what herbal supplements might serve you best. And so there are a number of companies out there that are doing either a tablet option, or I think most of them are tablet or a capsule. So you're getting a little bit higher potency, most likely, of whatever they are recommending for you. Now, the price point's probably going to be about the same on those different products, but something to keep in mind. I mean, I got to say, this is a truly like intriguing looking product. I would never personally spend my money on this, but I also have an idea too of what supplements benefit me at any given time. But I gotta say, it's a super cool looking product. The most aesthetic gummy. So consider, hey, number one, do I want a personalized multi? If you do, I would consider using one of those services, one of those brands where you can take the quiz and try to aim for a tablet or capsule if you're okay swallowing that. If you're really intrigued by a good looking gummy, then maybe this is worth checking out. But you can definitely make a comparable stack of even gummy vitamins for probably a better price point on your own, if you're willing to put in the time and energy, because that's a factor too. So number three is a product that I am recommending. I'm not going to rip this guy apart at all. Woohoo. So this is a company called Hydrate Spark, and I actually did some work with them. Oh my goodness. How many years ago was it? Probably 6 years ago, I want to say, when they were a brand new budding company. They actually came from the entrepreneurial management program at the University of Minnesota. And so I graduated from the school, and I had some connection to one of the gals that helped to launch the company. And anyway, they ended up doing some kind of like research on me, just asking about what I did with clients when it came to training and coaching and how could they best create their app. Essentially what this Hydrate Spark product is it's a smart water bottle. And it's a smart water bottle that connects to an app. And what it does is you go into the app, you basically answer some questions. So it gives you a personalized recommendation on how much water you should be drinking throughout the day. And then the Bluetooth technology basically tracks how much of the bottle you've drank. So even if you were to fill it up, say halfway through, it's continuing to calculate how much you've consumed. And the cool part is not so much that, because there's plenty of apps you can do that with, but the cool part is that it glows at you to remind you to drink more water. And It's a great product. I use this product for quite some time. I'm not someone who struggles a crazy amount with hydration, but it's something that I've recommended to clients before. They have blown up and they've gotten much bigger since 6 years ago. They have numerous products, numerous sizes. They've got fun colors. They're doing some cool stuff. So Hydrate Spark, I would recommend if you're someone who's thinking about spending money on a kind of fancier water bottle anyway, a nicer water bottle that you want to take with you to encourage hydration, I would say check out this company because they've got some really beautiful products and the app interface and that experience is just really cool as well. They send push notifications, at least back when I tested this years ago, they would send push notifications that were really kind of fun and I don't know, just humorous. They kind of got you laughing and encouraged you to drink water. The glowing feature, I think, is the best part here because that's unique compared to a lot of other products. And yeah, I would highly recommend it. The bottles are like, they range, I think, from $40 to $70, depending on what size you get. So considering the price of a lot of nicer water bottles these days anyway, if you're purchasing a Yeti or if you're purchasing a Hydro Flask or whatever, the price point is, yes, a little bit higher because there's extra technology, but it's not crazy overpriced. So I would check out Hydrate Spark. Some cool technology there. Up next, number four is the Solid Back Low Back Pain Relief Treatment Stretcher. So if you're visualizing this, because you're listening to this and you're not able to pull up the link right now, essentially think of like a foam roller cut in half. So the bottom part is flat, so it's not going to roll. And essentially the concept is you just lay your back over this thing, this little dome that's got ridges on it. Now, the price point's not very high. It's $27.97. The piece for me that's so interesting and like gimmicky about this is, why would you not just purchase a foam roller? Because you can get a pretty decent foam roller for about the same price. And a foam roller allows you to actually roll forward and back. And it allows you to, release tension in other areas of your body beyond your back. I've laid on a foam roller the way that this is cueing the user to lay on it many a time. And it works like a charm. So this is interesting to me. As we mentioned, there's tons of products on the market. I would say, you know, hey, maybe worst comes to worst, you could even roll up a towel or a blanket and lay over it to help encourage a little bit of stretching through your back if you really needed to. But I would say if you're going to spend $27.97 on this low back pain relief stretcher, I would just purchase a foam roller, my friends. Now, a foam roller is a valid purchase. And I know that a lot of you guys probably have them, but if you don't, I highly encourage you to get one. There's all kinds out there, right? So you've got everything from the ones that are smooth. There's some that have ridges on them. There are even some that like vibrate now, which is, you know, the new latest greatest. You will pay more than $27.97 for those. I think they're well over $100. But foam rollers are great. Essentially, when you foam roll, the technical terminology is myofascial release. There's some great benefits to muscle recovery, to general mobility, can be used before a training session to help increase circulation and just kind of prime your body. I love using them after the workout to help release any lactic acid, release any tension from any given area. So I highly recommend a foam roller. I definitely do. This low back pain shindiggy, I don't necessarily recommend. I'm like, for that price point, I don't understand. But you know what? Hey, the world is full of things to purchase and doesn't mean we should purchase them all. Yes? Hopefully that's a theme of this episode that you're figuring out quickly. Number five. This one is interesting and actually super fun. So this is a brand called, I might pronounce this wrong, a brand called Bala or Bala. I don't know which. But they have all sorts of, once again, very aesthetic equipment, like workout equipment. So they have everything from hand weights. So a set of 3-pound hand weights. They look, I mean, this is the kind of thing where, at least I imagine in my head, when I'm 85, I probably will be that person who goes for a walk with dumbbells in my hand. I probably will be. Like, I'm just going to be honest right now. These 3-pound weights are beautiful. They don't look like a dumbbell. They just look like a bar, if that makes sense. Click on this. I know I keep telling you to click on all these links, but I'll include all of them. They're really beautiful, and they're small and they're sleek, and they just, yeah, they're just beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of equipment. But for a set of 3-pound Bala bars or whatever you pronounce them, however you pronounce them, it's $55. I mean, last time I checked, buying 3-pound dumbbells at Walmart or Target was pretty cheap. For 3-pounders, we're probably talking like maybe $12.99, maybe. So there is an upcharge for the aesthetic factor here. They also have ankle weights. So they have 1 and 2 pound, they call them Bala bangles. So you can wear them on your wrist or on your ankles. Once again, super aesthetic. You can pick your colors. I mean, like, even their website interface is just delightful. Like, it makes you want to keep clicking on things because you're like, wow, this all looks so good. Like, they're beautiful as I'm clicking through them. I mean, they've got like cool models wearing all white with like sweet makeup, you know, right? Like, it's the whole shtick. Anyway, their bangles, which would basically essentially be ankle weights for better terminology, a 2-pound set of ankle weights is $65. And then they have two other pieces of equipment. They have a ring that I almost imagine you could use like you would a med ball in many ways for, you know, all kinds of like cool types of exercise. Super aesthetic. And all of them have this material that's kind of like the grippy material that doesn't slide out of your hands. A 10-pound ring, for example, is $85. And they have different weights, a 10, 15, 8, and 5-pound ring. And then finally, they have this bar. They call it the Bala Beam, which looks almost like an easy curl bar, if you've ever seen those at the gym. And they have a 15 and a 25-pound option. The 15-pound option is $99 for this weighted bar. Once again, comes in all the cool colors, right? The aesthetic is on point. And so this is the sort of thing where you could, you know, you could squat with it. You could do all kinds of things with it. It's a weighted bar. So there's probably plenty of you that have taken group fitness classes before where you've done like a kickboxing class with a light weighted bar. Similar concept here. Anyway, everything is super aesthetic. None of it is new or profound because all of these products have been on the market in some way, shape, or form before, but it is just really nice to look at. And they also have like mats, they have a foam roller, they have all these things, and all of it's very overpriced, but it is very beautiful. And this is very interesting to me. So they have something they're referring to as Bala Size. It says launching soon, which makes me think that they're going to do some kind of cool like influencer partnership with a bunch of celebrity trainers. Like, essentially it's this like bringing back Jazzercise kind of vibe. But I suppose things are cyclical. People are dressing like the 70s and 80s again, aren't they? So There could be something to this. Anyway, definitely a little bit, I suppose we could say gimmicky, right? They are completely centered on aesthetic here. That is the core of what this is. But I gotta say, it looks really, really cool. And I'm interested to see what they do with this whole Balisize thing, because I could see this turning into some sort of like studio boutique experience with their products. I'm like, whoever's running this is doing some genius things. These products are gorgeous. So honestly, if you're in the mood to buy yourself some 3-pound hand weights and to go on a walk and like channel your inner grandma, like I say do it. I mean, they're overpriced, but they look cool. So gimmicky, yes, but also like I probably could be sold on it, to be honest. Their aesthetic is just, man, they've got quite the marketing agency behind them. Anywho, let's recap, shall we? Oh wait, there's not really any reason to recap. But I do want to give you guys a key takeaway. I want you to consider if spending more money on something that has an aesthetic that's appealing to you or is exciting to you or whatever that may be, if you think that that's going to help you to actually get to use the product, then great. Spend the extra money. Do know what you're getting into. Don't think that you're getting something that's like a zillion times better than the basic. Oftentimes it really is an aesthetic thing, and that's okay. So I would say know what those types of products are where you're like, you know what? I actually want that kind of look or feel or vibe. That's great. That's fine. Purchase those products. But do know that there's almost always a better priced option that's going to get you a very similar benefit and sometimes even more effective, especially as we mentioned in the example of supplements, for example. So there are tons of things on the market, my friends. Have fun clicking through some of these links. These are some fun ones. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys as you're thinking about options, things to shop for, things you might be looking at within your own personal wellness journeys. And if you guys have any specific products yourself that you would be interested in me possibly including in the next episode of this kind of wellness gimmick sort of episode, feel free to let me know. I would love to hear from you guys. We will chat soon. Thank you for tuning into the Fit Feed by Reed podcast. If this had a positive impact on you, I'd be so honored to have you share it with a fellow female millennial. Send it through text message or post it on your Instagram story, tagging me at Fit Feed by Reed. I hope you guys have a stellar week ahead of building healthy habits. And don't forget, God loves you.